IVM.
Hello, welcome to Football Total. Finally, yes. What's
Hello.
Up?
Good.
We are done.
Yes.
One more week of this and then the season starts.
Powered through.
Man, it last 5 weeks has been so painful. Only I would know and you would know.
Yeah.
But let's talk with the biggest news in the world of football right now.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo. No one wants him. He wants to go.
I don't think this sort of a situation has happened to any person before in any job or whatever. I mean, considering he's such a high performer and global superstar, probably the biggest one there is.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at a job, you find a job while you're at a job.
Yeah.
And then you go, right?
That's true.
Or you leave it and say, I want to rest for some time. And then you find a job. But here the world is saying we don't want you. Why is he bringing his own thing down, his legacy or whatever down?
No, I think the only problem here is the disaster that was the Ralf Rangnick season ender, rather, where they didn't make it to the top four. If United had Champions League football, he just had one more season here. So.
Sure, but they don't have it. What's the big deal? Why can't he just play Europa
League? I mean, the whole propaganda out there is that he has very few years left. And with Madrid winning this last season in 22, Real Madrid winning, a lot of his old teammates have caught up to that 5 Champions League haul.
There were photos of everyone showing 5. Yeah. Started with Jose, even he was showing 5 after winning.
So that must have triggered him. And of course, his goal record is there, which he wants to extend and make it unbeatable.
He's 15 goals ahead of Messi.
No, in Champions League?
Yes.
Oh, so yeah, so there's added incentives because maybe PSG won't do well, but Messi can.
But what is he going to prove with all that?
Dude, he's...
Isn't he tarnishing his legacy at Manchester United by this childlike antics?
Players have thrown such tantrums, man. I mean, Ronaldo is a global superstar. Maybe a few United fans of this generation might find this offensive, but this will be forgotten soon. As opposed to, you know, if he managed to win another Champions League, he scores more Champions League goals, Champions League knockout goals, it'll stay on the record books for much longer.
Oh, man. But has it ever happened that the biggest star in the world of football and the biggest agent both have combined screwed up so bad that now the drama is being played out every day?
Yeah,
what's with parade of people coming into Carrington asking him to stay? I saw a photo of Arvind Kejriwal also going to Carrington today.
That is top trolling, but yeah. I mean, they possibly could not have seen this, man. I mean, United at the beginning of the season had bought in a bunch of good players like Varane and Sancho, and they'd finished in the top four for 2 years in a row.
That was last year. I'm talking about now.
So what is the screw up? The problem right now is that the world of football does not have the kind of money to throw around for
that
Ronaldo.
Is also not the question.
Uh-huh.
If you're the biggest star and you're the biggest agent in the world,
you
pretty much know what's happening around the world of football, right?
Yes, I guess.
How is it that they didn't have a plan that, like, they seem so clueless, more than United or
anyone?
I mean,
come on, this is a two-season thing that they signed. It's not like he's stuck there for 7 years. I mean, even Sam, what's his name?
Sam?
No, what's his agent?
Talking about Allardyce. George Mendes.
George Mendes, not, yeah. So, George Mendes could not have guessed that things would go so south in 1 year that he would want to get out of this contract. But having said that, even if that was a 1 year contract, who would take him for free is a question that
right now.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends on how much money he's willing to as a pay cut. How much is he willing to take?
Mm.
And this has happened even this season. It's happening right now. I can give you examples of Roma, where Dybala wanted like 5 million or something, and then Inter said no because they got back Lukaku.
Yep.
And then Roma said, this is what we're going to pay you.
So the same thing happened to Pogba. Pogba went for a cut price to UA. So, yeah, I think Ronaldo came for a lower salary than UA to Man United. So, I don't think salary
is an issue.
Would have been an issue. It's just, you know, a whole bunch of things coming together. And him simply being adamant about this Champions League Europa League thing.
No,
because a lot of players at this age, forget about the Europa League, a lot of players at this age just go off to America or the Arab countries or Japan and
go join Bale. Go join Bale at LA. But that's
But I mean, Saudi Arabia offered him an absurd money. We've spoken about it.
So all right. That's so. What's your bet? What's going to happen in?
Dude, the latest rumor is that he's being shown to Napoli.
He's been shown to Napoli.
Yeah, by George Mendes. That. You know, take him on loan or whatever.
Huh, well, Napoli has Dries Mertens gone, Koulibaly gone.
No, that's not relevant. They just have Champions League football. He'll just go play there. Reach the quarterfinal score like 10 goals or so. That's what he's interested in.
May buy him, but I don't know how much Spalletti would actually want him.
Yeah.
So, that's the rumor. He's going to Napoli.
I mean, God. There are tons of rumors flying around. I don't think it's
all Jose's all enemies are coming back. Ronaldo is there. Okay, talking about Jose's enemies, we have Paul Pogba injured. Okay.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's something. I thought that was just a rumor or something.
No. Why would he, like our producer Nihil said that, you know, Ronaldo's doing all this to be in the news. Right? Why would Paul Pogba like spread like useless
maybe
rumors?
Maybe his enemies are spreading all these rumors.
No. It looks like he needs surgery and he'll be out for a few months.
Yeah, well, I mean, Manchester United dodged that bullet by not extending his contract because he... I mean, what's gone under the radar is how many injuries he suffered at Manchester United. Yeah. Simply because of his shenanigans. People ignored that he doesn't have a great appearance record.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw on Twitter that Lisandro Martinez is finally a Manchester United player. Wasn't he supposed to be joining much before?
No, he had joined, but I think this is a ploy by the Manchester United higher-ups to... sort of distract the fans. They want to be seen like doing much. So 10 days ago when it actually happened, they just leaked it to the Fabrizios of the world.
Oh.
And five days ago, they leaked this news on their own outlets, like their Twitter account and website, as if they are legitimate news organizations. And now finally, I think there was a closed-door friendly that they're playing against Wrexham.
Okay.
The Welsh club. And he was going to appear. So finally, they let it out. I mean, Manchester United are champions of this... cheerleader effect in the transfer window where they don't do much, sign these seniors for free, buy a reserve goalkeeper, and the cumulative of that makes you feel like they've done much when they haven't actually.
Yeah, I was going through Chelsea. It looked like they have done so much, but they've actually bought like two players because they bought Koulibaly and
Sterling.
But everyone else, you always see news, Chelsea is going to bid, buy, and all the bids are 50, 60 million. Mm-hmm. The latest is Jules Koundé.
But, dude, the story there is like the scouting for Barca, no?
Yeah. Did you see that footy trolls meme in which Tuchel offered himself to Barcelona and that let me also be a rotating coach? All right. Oh, yeah. So Chelsea have moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they wanted Wesley Fofana, supposedly from Leicester. Mm. But the latest I see is that Leicester have no plans to consider bids for Fofana amid interest from Chelsea. You think he'll go?
I mean, he should. Leicester aren't going anywhere. I think the whole... this phase of Brendan Rodgers is kind of over. They're going to go back to this middle-rung club and not challenge anymore. I think because Vardy is pretty much run out.
Yeah.
And their better players will be picked up by bigger clubs. And I don't think Brendan has the capacity to rebuild that team.
I don't know. It depends on how much money he has.
Probably. Okay. Right? But if Leicester had ambitions, maybe they would have spent earlier and all that.
They're done with ambitions. They won Premier League.
And the FA Cup.
And what more do they? And they played Champions League. They played Europa. Yeah. They played Conference. They played everything.
Yes.
So then, read this news via some guy called Relevo on Twitter. Sevilla are working on signing Thilo Kehrer, German. After the departure of Koundé, the club has been working on the operation for some time to convince him. So they have not even convinced him. Forget getting him. They're not even convinced him. Man. But, this will make you so happy. Marseille are in advanced talks with Alexis Sanchez. Deal only possible if he terminated Inter Milan deal.
Wow, how bad was he at Inter?
Towards the end of the reign, he started playing a little more.
All right. But I thought he was like better and Conte.
He doesn't even start.
Yeah. Why do Marseille even want him? He's been such a...
No, he's good.
Such a decline in his career since his Arsenal days.
He has to just like fight for coming third in French League. Not even second. Even if Marseille finished third, that's fine. All right. Oh, So going through Simon Jones of Mail Sport, this is about Ronaldo.
Is he the England bowler?
No. Okay. He writes for Daily Mail. Uh-huh. Ronaldo's informed Manchester United he wants to relinquish from his contract.
I mean, why would Manchester United just let him go for free like that? I don't know.
Legend types.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. They'll save on a lot of his salary, which is okay. But the problem here is United don't have a ready-made replacement. So I guess there was this one guy from Austria or in Austria at Salzburg.
Who
scored? What's his name? Yeah.
Are you talking about Haaland?
No. He's called the next Haaland. He's a Slovenian guy.
Okay.
Begic. No.
Some guy.
Yeah, he scored against Liverpool in a 1-0 win. So yeah, so suddenly over the last 2 days, he's like the next big discovery when nobody has heard of him before.
Well, because he scored against Liverpool.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be the Ronaldo replacement, man.
Okay. So, Yash, how do you answer this? I saw a very passionate Barcelona fans tweet. Right. Mm-hmm. He's an Indian. I'm assuming he lives in Bangalore.
Obviously.
So, he tweeted that media is full of hypocrites. Real Madrid sold 100% of their TV rights for the years 2006 to 2013.
Okay.
And no one said anything. But right. Barcelona is selling 25% of it and people have a problem. That is hypocrisy at the highest level.
Okay. I didn't know this. I mean, it seems like such fake news. I mean.
No, it may be true. But my only reply was there was no Twitter then. So whatever. who really cares? What's he bringing up 2006 for?
Yeah.
It's been 16 years.
And I mean, Real Madrid were not in doldrums in that period, right? Like, instead of, you know, receiving that money and, you know, buying players from that money, they simply must have had that money up front. They bought a bunch of players.
Yeah. Did you see the informative video I sent you from T4 Football on Barcelona's finances?
The levers.
Yes.
Yeah, but I forgot, man. There's too much news around that.
But it was so well made, man. I love the way they made it.
All right.
Anyway, so any more transfers that have happened? Because we have to now start talking about the league.
Nothing interesting, I think.
Arsenal, have they bought anyone?
After Vieira and Jesus.
did you read Everton? Everton supposedly bought a striker from Burnley for $20 million. His record...
Ashley Barnes? No.
No. Some guy. Okay. Everyone can Google. Okay. So, his record was 0 goals and 1 assist last season.
Amazing.
So, people are like, you know, what is this club up to? Why are they spending on a relegated team $20 right. million dollars for a player for a guy who scored 0 goals?
That's the Premier League for you. Premier League premium.
He's championship. He's not even Premier League
but
anymore.
Last year, he was in the Premier League. So, yeah.
Why is Newcastle not buying anyone?
Dude, I'm so disappointed. I mean, I think Manchester United, Newcastle United and Chelsea should bow their heads with shame because of this transfer window.
All right. And the last thing before we take a break. Did you see Neymar's diving? Not diving.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
We shouldn't call it diving. Him almost gravely getting injured in the preseason game.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was fun to see.
Like, do you think he thinks that there's no VAR, so I may do it here?
Yeah, pretty much. Why not? I mean, this is old skill that he learned. And
The first skill,
yeah. In the favelas of Rio or wherever he's from.
Man, but there's no news from PSG also, no? Now.
Oh, but why do PSG? PSG already have all the players that they need.
Yeah,
man.
The latest is they want Wijnaldum to get out.
Yeah. And he's done nothing there.
So yeah, yes. And Wijnaldum is at a 9 million salary. And Roma told him, we'll pay you like 3. And we are not... Like, we'll buy him next year for 10 million.
Okay.
So, I think they're working on a deal in which PSG pays, like, the remaining salary for this year and next year is off the books.
Great.
So, yeah. That's... Gareth Bale is in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Good times for him. Great
golfing city.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we should take a break right now. Yep. After the break, you know, let's start talking a little bit about the leagues.
Yes.
And is there important match this weekend?
Yeah. The Community Shield.
Fine. Yes. Let's talk about that as well. So stay tuned to Football Total. Welcome back to Football Total. Let's talk about Community Shield, yes? I have been so out of the game just reading transfer rumors. Who is playing the Community Shield?
No, Manchester City and Liverpool. I mean, it's the FA Cup winners versus the Premier League winners.
What? Wait, so what happens if FA Cup and Premier League winners are the same?
The second position in the league gets it.
Second position in the league.
First position.
Not Carabao Cup winners.
No, that is rubbish. So.
What?
So, because Liverpool won Carabao this time, so, I mean, till when are you going to go? back to
okay, so Ronaldo. So it is City versus Liverpool.
Yeah.
Is it the first test to see who's going to do
it
well this season?
It will be an interesting game, but given how much Klopp has started caring about these little tournaments and given...
he has to.
Given how Pep is basically a glutton for all of these useless cups, it's going to be an intense and important match to watch.
Are you hoping that there'll be enough injuries?
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
Because Liverpool don't seem to be up to, up to speed when it comes to this thing. Because they lost to Salzburg, right? And of course, United thrashed them. So, yes. This is their preseason is still going on. So, maybe Klopp will treat this as sort of a test to see which of his players are up to scratch.
What about Nunes?
Yeah, so I think the match before that he scored.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, against some other team. So I have not been following Liverpool's...
Okay, talking of Liverpool, I saw Premier League all-time 11.
Right.
In which Trent Alexander-Arnold was in the right-back position. Okay. I found that a little dodgy.
Yeah, I mean...
And they had Virgil van Dijk to partner along with Terry.
It's too soon, man. I mean, Virgil van Dijk clears the eye test, but there have been great centre-backs. Trent, maybe if he plays for 5 more years, maybe he'll be there. But yeah...
Who is the best right-back?
Gary Neville.
Of the Premier League era?
Yeah, Gary Neville.
He can't be the best. Because he's won the most.
Yeah, but he's been there for for not 2 decades. A decade and a half years.
Yeah, but
he's not the best. Yeah, but so Premier League era, we start from 1992. So it's a very small, history of football.
Arsenal had no right backs.
The Martin Keown and Nigel Winterburn and I think Lauren.
Lauren was
better
than
Lauren was there for like two seasons.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
No.
He was there in 2001 to 2005, right? Barely like 4 years.
Let me go.
But anyway, he was not like... in 98, he wasn't there. It was either Keown or... Steve Bould played centre-back, right? Lee Dixon, maybe.
Okay, so I went through Chelsea. Mm-hmm. There was like literally no one in...
No, so you have picked the one position where players haven't played consistently, which is why by default is Gary Neville. Right now, he'll easily get dethroned. I think Kyle Walker is a good shout there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And Lauren played between 2000 and 2007 for Arsenal.
Yeah, but okay, man. He won a couple of league titles, so...
Couple?
Yes.
He was invincible.
Oh, God, not you too.
No, I'm telling you. Since you're like promoting Gary Neville here.
No, but dude, Gary Neville was there from 94 to like 2010.
Okay.
Right?
And the midfield in that was Paul Scholes, Kevin De Bruyne and Steven Gerrard.
That's a very odd midfield. But yeah, I don't like this all-time 11s, but...
Of course
whatever,
you don't.
Whatever. KDB, yeah, okay. I mean, 4 league titles, you can't argue too much. And yeah, he's great on the eye as well.
Oh, wow. You're in such a generous mood today.
Yeah.
Just not trashing on opponents. Giving
but
them
come
their
on,
respect.
Come on, man. De Bruyne is a gem of
No,
a
I
player.
Thought it'll take off on Trent Alexander at least.
No, but I told you, he's still not made it. His career can go down like the Titanic
What? That is so dark. Talking about Titanic and career going down,
right.
We should talk about Jesse Lingard. A player whom you and I like.
Yes.
And we love his antics as well. But people are accusing him of going to Nottingham Forest for money.
But why wouldn't he? He's clearly... like he.
But I don't think he went for money.
He hit his ceiling.
No, but I
Manchester
don't think
United.
He went for... No, I think this rumor has spread by West
no, but
Ham
who,
fans.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we don't even know whether West Ham came with a concrete offer.
Supposedly there was, but Nottingham Forest was offering him enough money. But he's literally put his neck on the line by signing a one-year contract with Nottingham Forest.
Yeah,
which,
fair enough.
And saying that, you pay me this much money, if you get promoted, I may stay for one more. Isn't that prudent business by a newly promoted club?
Yeah, so I don't think the outrage is about him being financially prudent. It's about loyalty and stuff.
Loyalty to who?
No, so because even when he was at United and Ralph asked him not to go because of the whole Greenwood saga, West Ham wanted him on loan in the second half of last season, just like they did the season
before.
And
he didn't go.
No, he didn't go, but since Ralph did not start him, he got agitated. He started leaking stories and he put up a Instagram story with the whole hammer hands. Right? So, he was saying, basically the messaging there was like, I prefer West Ham. It was great there. So, yeah. So, after all of that, I think they sort of have a right to be pissed off that he didn't come to West Ham. But, I mean, come on. Football is football. It's business.
Wow. And his first opponent will be our club, Newcastle United.
Man, that will be such a historic match.
Why? Why will Newcastle Nottingham be a historic match?
Oh, because, yeah, obviously, Nottingham Forest, two-time Champions League, oh, sorry, European Cup winners coming up after two decades.
And against playing against future European Cup winners.
Yes.
All right. So the newly promoted teams are Nottingham Forest, yeah, Bournemouth and Fulham.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Fulham do much business, have they?
I think they have. People are saying that they have. But they usually do, man. They buy all these other relegated teams' players, and I hope they haven't done that. I mean, they're anyway over-reliant on Mitrovic.
Yeah. But he doesn't play in the Premier League. He scores only in the Championship. Yeah. He had the most number of goals in Europe.
Wow.
Or something like that last year. So,
amazing,
yeah. We will do a more deep dive. But just to get a general feel, do you think top four, like, you think Arsenal has a shout for top four this year?
No. I think this is as good as it gets for Arteta. This is it.
So, you think Spurs is definite in for top four?
Dude, I think Spurs will finish second.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Like
I feel this is a transition season for Liverpool. Like they've Mane has gone out. I think the English duo of Milner and Henderson are kind of old, so they can't rely on them. And Darwin Nunez is a completely different type of forward. He'll score a lot of goals, but yeah, that's why I think Spurs finish above them.
That's amazing. And then Harry Kane will say bye and go to Bayern Munich.
Yes.
Did you see that rumors?
Yeah, but with Lewandowski gone, he'll be a good replacement.
Right? Yeah, I mean, he should have gone this year, but chalo, he'll go next.
I don't think Bayern do that type of business.
Oh, yeah. They are epitome of ethics.
Not ethics, stinginess, man.
Yeah. So, but Conte got so angry with that. Did you hear?
What?
Like, you know, they asked him what's about these rumors with Harry Kane too. I don't speak about players of other clubs when he constantly does.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, it is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
As far as I know, Harry is staying here. Yeah, they're trying to destabilize. Yeah. I'm like, who wants to destabilize Tottenham? Like, why does Bayern want to destabilize? So, yeah. So, even Conte is agitated. But I hope Harry Kane goes to Bayern.
Yeah, man. I mean, him proving on the continent will add a notch to his belt.
No, he's done enough. He deserves to win. And he shouldn't go to any other English club because then, like, you know, people will be like, huh?
Traitor.
Yeah. Just go to Bayern.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you'll win Bundesliga. Mm-hmm. By chance, if you win a Champions League.
Fair enough.
No one understands him speak English anyway. So, even if he speaks German, they'll be like,
great.
Nothing will understand. All right. We'll go. Let's talk about people who do you think will get relegated.
I think Bournemouth goes straight down. Because I don't think they've done much business. They had a good run with Eddie Howe. And without Eddie Howe, they're rudderless. They sort of made it playing Eddie Howe's system in the Championship. But I think they'll become another yo-yo club, man.
Okay.
And apart
from... Wow. I have Premier League preview number 3. Bournemouth.
What?
Let me see the Guardian's preview of Bournemouth.
Why, man? What is all this plain vanilla newspaper stuff that you're reading?
No, they're like you. The writer's predicted position is 20th.
Yeah, fair enough. But it's okay.
The odds to win the league for Bournemouth is 1:1,500.
Don't waste a paisa on it.
We need money of Betway as a sponsor here. So, if someone asks you, should I put in 5 quid, as they call it, on Bournemouth winning the Premier League, what would you say?
Yeah, why not? I mean, how much is 5 quid? 500 bucks?
Yeah,
fair enough.
But what is the probability?
I don't know, 40,000 to 1
of them winning.
Yeah,
man, it seems they had some transfer coup. Did you know that?
What? Who did buy?
You should. I don't know if you know. Have you heard of a guy called Joe Rothwell?
No.
He
is he the Championship Messi?
The central midfielder Joe Rothwell, who joined Oxford in 2016 after 15 years at boyhood club Manchester United. Where he developed in under 21s alongside Dean Henderson and Scott McTominay is probably the pick of the pair given his impressive performances for Blackburn last season.
Dude, if that is their star player, come on, man. They should just treat this season as a vacation.
I think that's what they're going to do. They have no other intention. All right, so Bournemouth is definitely relegated. Yeah. Who else?
Okay, I'm going to make a controversial call and say Brentford.
Why?
Because there are so many of these clubs who do well for one season. They come up and do well and they just cannot carry on. whether it was Sheffield, then a whole bunch of them, Reading back in the day. So they're going to be that club this time. Too much has been spent in the first, too much of their energy of their better players has been spent keeping them up. Now,
you mean they'll do a Leeds this season?
No, I think Leeds survived.
Leeds somehow survived. Like, we know how they survived Leeds.
Right. Okay.
So, but...
but they'll be similar. They'll be they'll be one of those clubs.
At what point will Crystal Palace ever get relegated from Premier League? They're so boring. I don't even feel like tuning into their matches.
Yeah, man. They're such a... but they're also such a difficult team to play against at times.
Everyone says such. I don't think that is even true anymore.
Okay. But fair enough. They won't go down. Vieira is a good guy.
What?
Yeah, he's a good coach, man.
All right. The last thing is... yeah. Manchester United, where do you think they'll finish on the table?
Fourth.
We'll talk more next week. Fourth.
They'll finish fourth. Yeah.
So you're top, you have City winning the league, obviously.
Yeah, City winning league.
Then you're Spurs second. You're United fourth.
Yeah.
Who's third?
Liverpool.
Oh, so you're saying Chelsea and Arsenal.
They'll finish out of top four. Chelsea simply because their players have been all robbed by Barcelona. It's been a daylight robbery. Bolly doesn't know what he's doing. So. And Chelsea usually have these one-off seasons, right? Where they just... collapse.
Collapsed to fourth.
No, but they finished below. I mean, the year they won Champions League in 2012, they finished like sixth. Then Jose, 1 year, they finished like 10th.
So then, you're saying that they'll win the Champions League and finish fifth?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. But in the league.
Wow.
In the league, I don't think they'll make it top four.
All right, yes. So we have... so next week, finally, we have some football to talk about Community Shield, and we'll do a Premier League preview.
Yep.
So probably it'll be an hour-long episode.
Yes.
So, and we're done. We're done talking transfers.
Woohoo!
Thank you for being my companion in this arduous journey.
Yes.
And yes, see you next week.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, guys. And see you next week with finally we'll speak about some actual football. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.